The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Black by Design. Pamela Macklin, Essence's former fashion director, called together a group of extraordinary black designers, known and emerging, for a photo shoot celebrating Susan L. Taylor's commitment to providing space and place for black creatives. We came across Waters and Borders arriving early with the sun for Susan L. Taylor's first ever solo cover shoot, which took place at a studio on the edge of New York Hudson's River. We thank profusely every single designer who came together in under 2 weeks to make an offering to a queen. Not one said no. And from the truest place in our hearts, we thank every one of the team members who worked tirelessly to map out and produce this one-of-one portfolio. What an honor to, for a little while, live fully in the art and the love that is Essence. What an honor to turn to you, our readers, once more, and to thank each of you who has powered our reason for being for more than half a century, and to do so hoping that you, like us, remain strong, strong in the spirit. Andrea Fairweather Bailey, Fairweather Faces Makeup. Susan L. Taylor, Mentor, Master, Teacher, Muse. Asha Bandelli, Portfolio Producer and Writer, May 30th, 2025. Pamela Macklin, Fashion Director. Andra Gooch, Stylist. Baldwin Virgin, Assistant Stylist. LaVon Lee Wilkes, Onyx Art, Creative Director. Sandy Lawrence, Associate Creative Director. Ellen LaVar, Hair. The next article is titled, Passing the Torch. Honoring our past, boldly walking into our future, our Chief Content Officer, Michelle Gee, penned a love letter to Essence and to the women we fearlessly continue to serve. There are moments in a woman's life that feel sacred. This is one of them. To be a part of this anniversary issue of Essence, with the incomparable Susan L. Taylor on our cover, is more than a full circle moment. It is a spiritual passing of the torch. Susan taught generations of black women how to lead with love, to write with purpose, and live in truth. She didn't just run a magazine, she mothered a movement. Today, I accept the torch she extends with a commitment to carry it boldly, reverently, and in a deep service to you. Essence has never been just pages or pictures. It has always been a reflection of our brilliance and beauty. When I felt invisible in corporate America, Essence saw me. When boardrooms questioned my worth, Essence reminded me who I was and who I could become. For 55 years, this brand has been a sanctuary, a source, and a standard for black women. Now I have the honor of helping to shape its future. I am committed to making sure we see all of you for the next 55 years and beyond. Essence was my mirror, one of the few reflections I had of the woman I hoped I could one day become. I grew up in Oakland, a little girl who couldn't see past her current environment. I had no dreams for my life. I formed unproductive relationships. I didn't graduate from college until I was 30 years old. I never imagined I would do more than read an Essence magazine, let alone write for it and become the chief content officer. Essence spoke to me before I had the language to speak life over myself. It showed me that being a Black woman wasn't just powerful, it was possible. At the center of that brilliance was Susan L. Taylor, our matriarch, our compass. Her In the Spirit columns were sacred letters to guide us through difficult times and make us understand we have a bright future. I still remember buying her book, In the Spirit, during a time when my life was chaotic. A mess of a relationship, a distant connection with God, and no real sense of direction. I was surviving, but I was not whole. That book spoke to me deeply and began the work of healing in me. Susan gave Black women permission to rest, to rise, to have faith, and to push forward. She reminded us that we are not alone in our struggle or our striving. Now, all these years later, I have the sacred responsibility of carrying the torch she lit to help lead this brand that once held me together when I was falling apart, to ensure that Essence remains a sanctuary for our stories, our brilliance, our healing. I was the first in my immediate family to graduate from college. My path wasn't linear, but it was layered with purpose. I've stood on the shoulders of Black women and men who loved, lifted, and labored so I could rise. This moment isn't mine alone. It's ours. To serve Black women, to love us fully, deeply, and unapologetically, is my calling. It fuels every word, every decision, every story we tell. As we celebrate this 55-year milestone, know that we are not looking back in nostalgia. We are leaping forward in purpose. Thank you, Susan, for lighting the way and for passing the torch of excellence. And thank you, sis, for trusting us to walk with you and guide you to the best version of yourself. You are our family. I believe in you. I see you. I'm here for you. I love you. And I pray that you too will pass the torch to someone else. With love and gratitude, passion and purpose, Michelle Gee, Chief Content Officer, Essence Ventures. The next article is titled Generations of Black Women in Politics, The Strategist, Donna Brazile and Simone Sanders Townsend. Two generations, one mission. Brazile and Sanders Townsend on shaping power and passing it on. In the sweltering July heat of 1995, a young Donna Brazile navigated the crowds in the Superdome of New Orleans, drawn in as much by the historic gathering of Black women as by the promise of seeing Luther Vandross and Gladys Knight perform. The inaugural Essence Music Festival became the foundation for what Brazile calls our family reunion, a cultural touchstone that, along with the magazine, has for several generations helped launch and affirm Black women's voices. Essence gave us that moment to be leaders, to be thought leaders, political leaders, wellness leaders, C-suite leaders, geniuses, writers, everything reflects Brazil, a veteran political strategist and media commentator. She made history as the first black woman to manage a major presidential campaign, heading up the run of former Vice President Al Gore. Then, in 2016, she served as interim DNC chair. Essence was that path for many of us to find another way forward, she says. Even before these achievements, Brazil was breaking barriers. At the age of 22, she was tapped by Coretta Scott King to serve as the National Youth Coordinator for the 20th anniversary of the 1963 March on Washington. She also worked with Stevie Wonder and others to make Dr. King's birthday a national holiday. When Essence started, we were still riding the wave of the civil rights and women's movements, Brazil, now 65, explains. In one movement, we were allowed to do the work, and in another movement, we were not allowed to serve as leaders. We had to navigate our own path. A generation later, Simone Sanders Townsend rose to prominence at 25 as the youngest press secretary in U.S. history during Senator Bernie Sanders' 2016 presidential campaign. She went on to serve as a senior advisor to President Joe Biden's 2020 campaign and as chief spokesperson for Vice President Kamala Harris. Her path was illuminated early on when she saw Brazil on television at a time when few black women had such platforms. Donna Brazil was a blueprint for so many of us who wanted to work in politics and then do television, says Sanders Townsend, now 35 and co-host of MSNBC's The Weeknight. She was the colored girl on TV, the colored girl who was the campaign manager before they were passing out political commentator jobs. Sanders Townsend is now carrying forward lessons learned from mentors like Brazil. One of the biggest lessons I've learned from her specifically is you can never rest on your laurels, she says. Who are you without your title? Because the title can be gone tomorrow. This wisdom exchange works both ways. Simone taught me that you have to meet people where they are, not where you want them to be, Brazil says. Her generation speaks in hashtags and Instagram stories. I've had to evolve how I communicate. Both women emphasize perseverance as essential to their political journeys, especially as black women facing double barriers in predominantly white and male spaces. You learn at an early age how to survive, how to thrive, how to persevere, says Brazil. Sanders Townsend recalls a pivotal moment when she called Brazil, complaining about workplace challenges. She gave me some good, tough love that I've never forgotten. Sanders Townsend reveals she was talking about the isms, like if you can't handle a little racism, little sexism, little ageism, I'm unsure how you plan to go any further. That lesson fundamentally shifted her approach. What's for you won't miss you, she affirms. For decades, Essence has been what Sanders Townsend calls a black woman's Bible, providing a platform for black women to discuss topics once considered taboo, from reproductive rights to financial literacy. Now, as the two barrier-breaking strategists look ahead, they see themselves as links in a chain that stretches from Harriet Tubman and Ida B. Wells to whoever comes next. I want to instill in every black child that you might fall in life. Somebody might slip you up, but it's how you get up, how you go forward. Brazil says, we took the assignment and we are going to continue to deliver. The Congresswomen, Representative Maxine Waters and Representative Jasmine Crockett, from viral clapbacks to meaningful legislative impact, these intrepid representatives show how black women lead and refuse to back down. If you have watched cable news over the past decade, you likely heard an epic clapback from one of two powerhouse congresswomen who know how to command a mic and a moment on Capitol Hill. During Trump 1.0, we had veteran lawmaker Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat, California, to thank for a run of viral sound bites. She expressed bold defiance of Donald Trump's racist rhetoric and reckless leadership as the COVID-19 pandemic ravaged black communities. If the president's first term set the stage for Auntie Maxine, then Trump 2.0 has beckoned cousin Jasmine to the mic. It's hard not to see similarities between Waters and Representative Jasmine Crockett, Democrat, Texas. Both women have gone beyond representing their respective districts to become prominent national figures, serving as spokeswomen for Americans frustrated with Trump's presidency. The day before our conversation, Waters, ranking member of the House Financial Services Committee, addressed the tenuous state of the economy after Trump's first 100 days. Even after more than 30 years in Congress, the Congresswoman's energy hasn't subsided. I learned early on that I had an opinion and I had a voice and that I could cause things to happen, she states. So in my career, I looked to create justice. I looked to confront the cruelty of people like Trump and what they are attempting to do to unwind and destroy the progress that we have made. Representative Crockett has joined Waters in critiquing Trump and Elon Musk for gutting programs like Social Security and the Department of Education. How does she feel amid this nonstop speaking tour? Exhausted, she says. Though the two leaders built their political careers in different states, both women were born and raised in St. Louis. There must have been something in the water in the show me state, as Crockett appears to operate with the veteran lawmaker's same trademark, straightforward fire brand style. Crockett attributes her commitment to public service in part to seeing black women like Waters advocate for justice. She was the first one that I ever really saw, she says, recalling her earliest memories of a black woman representing their community in Congress. Now she gets to see Waters in action in person. It is kind of surreal to now be in this position where I'm given an opportunity to learn from her up close and personal, she says. There is indeed a well of knowledge to draw from Waters, and the California legislatures offered some of it to Crockett. Your mind, your heart, your education brought you to this point, Waters says. Don't question that. Follow what you've been doing. In discussing the importance of black media, Waters calls Essences a pioneer and leader in focusing on black women. Crockett adds that it is black journalists, black newspapers, and black magazines that will be able to tell the truth about what's happening. Sister Senators Angela Alsobrooks Brooks and Lisa Blunt Rochester. Two black women serve in the Senate together, a historic first and a beacon for future leaders. When Senators Angela Alsobrooks Brooks of Maryland and Lisa Blunt Rochester of Delaware take their seats on the U.S. Senate floor, their presence marks a profound shift in American political representation. For the first time, two black women are serving simultaneously in the Senate, each bringing decades of public service experience and distinct policy visions. There is something powerful about walking into the chamber and knowing that I am not alone, says also Brooks, who made history as the first woman and first black person to be elected as a U.S. Senator in Maryland. She and Blunt Rochester have formed a tight bond as sister senators. Also, Brooks also spent 27 years in public service before her 2024 Senate win, including as Maryland's first domestic violence prosecutor and Prince George's County's first black woman county executive. Every successive generation should do better than the one that came before, she says. That's our assignment, to knock down systemic barriers that prevent our kids from opening any door. This focus on economic opportunity defines also Brooks' Senate agenda. We have to continue to work towards social justice, but social justice is amplified by advances in economic prosperity, she says, explaining her emphasis on access to capital, home ownership, and generational wealth. Blunt Rochester's background is in labor leadership. She served as Delaware's Secretary of Labor and as CEO of the Metropolitan Wilmington Urban League, and she brings that experience to the Senate. After losing her husband when she was 52, the legislator's path changed in a supermarket. I saw a dad with three kids put back grapes because they were $9, and it just snapped me out of my pain, she recalls. It made me recognize that I am still alive. I can serve. Despite never having run for office before, she launched a campaign. Both senators credit Essence for amplifying their voices. Black media tell our stories in their fullness, says also Brooks. And Blunt Rochester notes, Essence is a refuge, not just fashion and culture, but the truth. She observes that black media understands, in a way mainstream media can miss, how her lived experiences shape her priorities, from maternal health to clean water. As the sister senators stand on the shoulders of trailblazers like Carol Moseley Braun, 1992, Kamala Harris, 2016, and Laphonza Butler, 2023, both remain focused on creating pathways for others. Fear is a thief of joy and of your future, says Blunt Rochester. So do it afraid, adds also Brooks. I want wealth and prosperity to be a realistic expectation for generations to come. The next article is titled A Trip Down Memory Lane. In the spirit of nostalgia, we look back at a few of our favorite anniversary covers featuring some familiar and well-loved faces. Breaking the mold, our first year may have been challenging, but we stayed focused on our mandate, sharing the authentic lives of black women. Next, All in the Family, uplifting the generations through stories of loving tribes and strong matriarchs has been a hallmark of our coverage. Next, Fearless, with the inimitable Lena Horne leading the charge for our 15th anniversary issue, we continue to spotlight outstanding women of color. Furthermore, ahead of the pack, after a quarter century of celebrating our journeys, we were more than up to the task of showcasing our trailblazers and task makers. Next, strength in community. There's no denying the importance and magic of a sisterhood that's there to support you whenever you need it. Lastly, making her story. Powerhouses, dreamers, bold, courageous Black women. We have a track record of featuring the best of the best. The next article is titled, Drop the F-Bomb. Talk to your kids about fentanyl. Fentanyl is being used to make counterfeit pills and is being laced into other illicit drugs. Make sure your teen knows the facts. Learn the facts on fentanyl and start a life-saving conversation with your teen. DropTheFBomb.com. The next article is titled, Your Race Shouldn't Determine the Value of Your Home. Did your home just get appraised, or did you? For most people, their home is their most valuable financial asset. But a recent study found that Black and Latino homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. For example, one Black homeowner received an appraisal more than double the original after removing family photos, Black art, and books from their home. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, that could violate the Fair Housing Act, contact HUD or your local Fair Housing Center. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com and is titled, Men in Black with or without Will Smith. Sony Pictures is officially moving forward with the next addition to the Men in Black franchise with or without Will Smith. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.